Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
What was that, Vinny?
Read it, Benny.
Are we rolling now?
Yes, now we're rolling.
415 texted it in because we were talking about in the 1800s, apparently, a common dating practice was to put an apple slice, a lady puts an apple slice in her armpit at a dance, works out, does the dancing and the sweating and all the stuff, and then at the end of the night gives the apple to someone she likes, in hopes that he'll accept it and eat the apple, which is a sign that you two might be a match. Mm. 415 says, I'll eat the armpit apple, but you better believe I'm going aho on your ass afterward. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. We do stuff to each other's butts. If you're going to do that, you won't do a little armpit stuff?
I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say, I bet there was a lot less ass play in the 1800s when people bathed, occasionally.
Know,
I'll bet there was a lot less oral, and there was a lot less ass play.
I'll eat a butt apple.
I don't know. I think people
you'll eat a butt apple?
Yeah,
really?
For
you're
sure,
going
yeah.
for it? Okay, fine. You know what? Have your opinions about it. It's a secret show, guys, for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023.
The ass apple. That is great.
Yeah. Says
that's
man
a sure
bun.
Sign.
I'll eat that.
That's love.
I really have been loving the man bun all morning. Alex has his hair. First, when he was facing the camera, he's got a sort of a weird setup. We're looking at him on Zoom, but in order to talk into the mic, he's got to turn sideways to the camera to be over on the board side so we can see the man bun. So at first, we're just like, oh, look, he's got his hair all slicked back. That's amazing. Must be in a ponytail. Turns around, I'm like, oh, it's a man bun. Full on. I love the man bun.
Oh,
and anybody
it.
Who's getting the kind of bun action you're getting, he fully has earned a man bun. Make no apologies for that.
Nicely done,
Sarah. I think your wife is becoming an influencer before our eyes, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's really good on the whole Instagram thing with the reels.
Yeah.
And
what's she got for followers? She got some good numbers?
I'm not sure, actually.
That.
I didn't look.
I'll look.
But they're really good. They're really good posts and reels.
Can she make money? You know, you ever get those messages from Instagram like, you could be making money off of reels?
Yeah,
and
off
I'm like,
your reels.
No, thanks.
I'm going to have to ask her and see how that all works.
See if
her numbers are low. She's only got 1,408 followers. We got to up that,
oh,
people.
Let's get
her
those
name's
up.
Mayara Andressa, and you can find her probably by going to Aho's, Alex's, sorry.
99925.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Spell out her name real quick.
Mayara, M-A-Y-A-R-A. She didn't take your last name?
No, and this is actually not technically her last name either. This is, I think, her middle name. Yeah.
It's actually good that she's not all your last names and all that.
Nice. Or...
But yeah, she didn't take it, no.
So are there two A's when it goes Mayara, Andressa?
Yes, and then A-N-D-R-E-S-S-A.
All right.
Mayara
22, and 22 is that's the end of her tag or
her handle.
Mayara
it is. Yes,
Andressa,
you're right.
Mayara Andressa 22, yep.
That's all a right. very pretty name.
It is.
Mayara Andressa.
Mm-hmm. And what's the number? No, never mind.
For it a pretty lady.
Yeah. She's fun. She's so funny.
Yeah, she is
I recently went back and watched the clip where Alex lost the Name That Tune game on Valentine's Day and had to recite that beautiful poem that he wrote to Mayara.
Nice poem, Alex.
Yeah, she that was my favorite one.
She was hysterical on that. Like, we were all sort of amped up because it's our first time talking to her and, on the air and stuff. But she, like, called out that I can't believe I'm such a good person. Like, she had a couple really funny moments on there. She was sassy as fucks. I liked it. She's great. So, yeah, please give her a follow. Let's get her numbers up. And if you like it, stick with it. Share it with a friend. Repost. Blah, blah, blah. You smash that subscribe button. I don't know how anything works.
Oh, she's having fun. You know what? I've said this a couple times. She's just having fun. There's no agenda other than she's enjoying herself, and that comes through her little posts, so it's cool.
She's very passionate about those, you know, whatever she does, she's very passionate about, so that's what I enjoy about
them. She's an all-in kind of girl. Hey, Vinny, you were saying, I can't remember, there's like some fucking pink shrine something happening in their bedroom.
Jelly Belly Lane.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Well, the room is pink, and I was looking at her post, and then I saw the sign up above her head to the right said Jelly Belly Lane, and as I'm looking at it, it's all of this is occurring to me. Wait a minute. That must be where Alex lives. Wait a minute. Alex lives on Jelly Belly Lane and sleeps in a pink bedroom? What? And then I just went, well, yeah, I mean, we all lose, like, you know, when someone's passionate, like your partner, and Christina certainly does this, she gets all passionate about how a room needs to look, and there I am going, well, I don't know, I don't really give a fuck, whatever. Like, as long as it's not dirty, I would prefer we just leave everything alone. There's no work involved in leaving it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the end, you lose because you don't have any real argument. Other than I'm too lazy to help you with this shit. So, you know, in the end, they get what they want because you're like, I don't fucking care. What do I care? Paint the room pink.
Plus, I'll tell you something. If that lady puts out the way we've heard about, you paint the room whatever color she wants. Rainbow stripes? You got it, Mayara Andressa, 22. Yeah. I mean, she does all the stuff. Like, willingly.
Mm-hmm. She's the best.
Around. Okay, I got a couple things here I want to get to.
Okay.
Here's the first one. Hey, radio family. I want to give some props for your thoughtful discussion regarding the 13-year-old 8th grader boy who is getting bullied in school for being the silly kid and was asking his parents to either be homeschooled or change schools. This was a few weeks back. This was February 3rd. Don't tell the feds, lol, but I played just that part to my 13-year-old boy who's in 7th grade and my 11-year-old girl who's in 5th grade to get their reaction after listening to it myself. They adore you on the regular show, so I knew they would respect and appreciate your thoughts on the matter. Your conversation spurred a great discussion between the three of us. My kids came up with suggestions for how the kid could stand up for himself, like pretending it doesn't matter, and eventually you do start to believe what you tell yourself. That's why they say your internal dialogue is so important. Like, do not take shits on yourself. Talk yourself up. You can do this. That, you know, what do you care about that? Joining more or different school clubs and having play dates with individual friends to strengthen those friendships. They thought that the parents should research a bit more with the school counselor and or principal what the extent of the bullying is. And then surprisingly, they thought the parents shouldn't immediately pull him out, because that's not always the best way to solve problems. I should have thought to record the conversation so I could play it back to them when they eventually will go through similar challenges in order to hear their own advice. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that you continue to make a difference in people's lives. Also, my son thinks he's, quote, just like Vinny, because he also has a bunch of friends in a bunch of different circles. Of course, now they think they can listen to The Secret Show all the time, but I firmly explained this was the absolute tamest thing that we'd ever talked about on the show. We'll see if I unleash the Kraken on this one. Cheers. Say my name, Aaron, your number one defender on social media of your deserved vacation time. Oh, is there a fight going on
Aaron.
About that?
There's always a fight, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. the all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We do get a lot of vacation, but this job is it is one of those things where you need a reset to be like, we got to come in here and be, no matter what's happening in our lives, that gets put over here and we're good time fucking Charlie. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're here. Even like, comes down to the stories that we pick. Like Bryn and I talked about three different stories. I was like, that feels heavy. Yeah. That feels like it'll be, you know, that's, let's do the fun stuff. People can get the shit anywhere.
Canceled.
Right. The people who get canceled, we don't always talk about them. Right. So anyway, thank you for the feedback on that.
Most of the time I feel enthusiastic about doing this, but that Sarah's point is exactly right. There are times, whether you're in an argument with your partner or you didn't sleep or your kid, something's going on with your kid,
yep,
and that distraction is real and you've got to drop it and somehow focus. And so the time off really does give you a good reset and bring back that level of true childlike enthusiasm for every conversation.
Absolutely.
Which isn't always easy. And people will write sometimes and say, you guys said that. How do you act like you haven't heard that? First of all, we've been talking to each other for almost 30 years.
Yeah, 27 years.
It's hard to know what everybody has said once or twice or three times. Also, sometimes it's easier to let someone finish a story they're repeating than it is to stop them and make a thing of the fact that they're repeating a story everyone's already heard. So,
God, if we did that, we wouldn't have anything left to talk about.
Take into consideration, yeah, that we might know what we're doing, and in some cases, we're letting that person tell that story for a second time on purpose.
Yeah, or a 50th time. I mean, that's
a thing. Or a 50th time, right.
Right. It's not conducive to a fun. You don't say no in improv, and that is what this job is. You know, you go with it. Figure out a way.
Yeah, so you hear that shitty Arnold impression I did today?
Yeah, I heard that.
That was funny.
It wasn't bad. I just didn't like that you transistorized it. Like, go for it, man.
Well, he's on the phone.
He wasn't on the phone. We weren't on a phone call. You said it wasn't going to be a phone call. I wanted to hear just you do it. You're amazing. Read me something in the Arnold voice. I'm blown away by your impression of Arnold.
You asking me to do it right now?
Yeah, do it right now.
No, so let me tell you how I started that. Like, there's this one scene in one Arnold movie where he's, like, saving his daughter. And I only can do that one line. And it goes, jump! Dana, daddy will catch you. I said that one fucking time. And then Sarah was like, oh, you're so good. And I'm like, I'm not good at that.
And then you did that thing where you were pretending you were live, you know, that I was having a conversation with you as Arnold. And
so
it was
stupid.
Amazing.
No, it wasn't.
It's funny, Bryn.
Sounds
it's funny.
It's not, good. I agree.
Shut up, awesome. Alex.
No, no,
just enough of a character.
You it, too. It's really good.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
I was there. We need to do it more.
Yeah, no, it's so good. So today was just an opportunity.
Stop
and
it on
I even said ridiculous. You could pre-record it, and then you put it through a transistor radio. What the fuck?
Because you know why? Because my shit's so terrible that it's, okay. It sounds more
blah,
like
blah,
me.
Blah,
you know?
It doesn't sound like you.
It sounds like me.
All right,
when
here's
I do.
A bad advice. Actually, it's not even a bad advice, really. It's just more of it's a movie review. Here we go. Slurps all around. Been listening to y'all since I was in middle school, and I'm now 36, so I've actually been listening for decades. In fact, I wrote in for bad advice a few years ago. You told me to punt my then-boyfriend, and eventually I did. Boy, am I thankful. A few years of saying yes to a date from any online match who asked me out, and eventually I met my husband. And he is perfect. V-Hale, I used all the apps but had success on Hinge. Fast forward to now, and we have two children, a dog, and a home. Life is hectic, but I have a loving and supportive partner who helps me get through every day. And many of our cherished kid-free conversations start with, Sarah and Vinny, we're talking about XYZ today. Why am I writing in? Well, like I said, been listening to y'all for decades. I truly think of you as friends and family. Your ability to talk deeply and candidly about your lives, your relationships, your children, scheduling intercourse, it's endeared you to me, and I trust your advice almost implicitly. But then one day, Vinny starts raving about this new Puss in Boots movie. Frankly, he can't stop talking about it. And he has me chomping at the bit to watch it. We love Shrek in our household, but we've watched every movie about 20 times each. So you can imagine my excitement for some new, apparently amazing content in the Shrek world.
Oh, this person didn't like it. How could you not like Puss in Boots?
Oh, no.
Last weekend, I'm in Tahoe with my whole family, and I tell everyone, we gotta watch the new Puss in Boots. Vinny can't stop talking about it. It's maybe one of the best movies of all time, you guys.
It's hyped up.
An hour and too many minutes in, we are
all
sitting speechless as we sit and ponder one of the worst movies ever made.
What?
The plot felt like a twisted fever dream. The animation wasn't even good, and there was only one likable character. That dog does have a great attitude, Vin. But the demon death wolf and the sociopathic murderous pig man, those are not kid-friendly characters. And again, this movie's weird and twisted. So finally getting to the advice. So here's the bad advice. What does one do when a trusted friend slash family member leads you so far astray? Do we give him the benefit of the doubt, understanding he's sleep-deprived and up to his eyeballs and kids? Or can we no longer trust his usually sage and hard-earned wisdom? Let's start with Alex. What does the new guy think?
Oh, I haven't watched the movie, so I got to check it out. But yeah, I trust
this
Vinny's
question.
The question is, do we trust Vinny's advice still? Is that the question?
Basically.
Yeah. I trust Vinny's advice. Yeah. I'm going to go watch. I'm going to have to go watch it now because I feel like this is wrong. You know, I got to go check
it out. Yeah, I feel like maybe we should all watch it.
Are going to watch it. Not tonight because I got to sleep early, but this weekend, Puss in Boots.
Oh, no.
Is on the list.
Now I feel bad. I enjoyed it. I understand that because I enjoyed it and because you've listened to me, you tried it and you don't have the same opinion. I found everything about it. I laughed at just the way the cat stands there. Like, I think it's ridiculous that the cat is standing there and that he's losing his powers because he's lost his 8 lives and only has 1 left. All the stuff to me is funny. Everything. I love that he's sitting there as death is talking to him and he gets handed his glass of milk and, you know, because he's a cat and he likes cream slash milk. And he's talking to death and then he looks away and he goes... he drinks like a cat drinks. You've seen a cat, right?
He doesn't tip the thing up into his mouth.
I kind of looked like Homelander for a second. Right?
He's talking to death, and he looks away, and he drinks like a cat. It's hysterical. You got to see it. But all right, I take it back.
Don't take it back. But
nobody
I think we should all watch it now.
Oh,
Bryn, have you watched it?
I haven't, no, but what I'm trying to figure out, though, is this person said they watched an hour and too many minutes long. Did they finish it?
They're not really saying.
Because if they, you know, you want to finish the whole movie before you can rate it and say it's a fucking terrible movie.
Listen,
right?
If you're an hour and some minutes in, you already, like, I fucking stuck with that Banshees of Inisherin, Inisherin, whatever the thing is called. I was like 20 minutes in going, oh, this is terrible.
20 minutes, though. That's not okay.
But then I watched the whole thing.
Oh, you did.
Because I got to get to the end.
Puss in Boots, The Last Wish on Rotten Tomatoes got 95% fresh on Tomato Meter and 94% audience score.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
So look, maybe it's this, it's Daisy. Maybe it's you.
I don't know what to say. Maybe they were in a bad mood. Maybe they needed. I don't even get to have drinks, and I enjoyed it. So, but maybe they needed a drink. Who knows? I don't know what they needed. But there are part like he ends up because he's on his last life at some crazy cat lady's house, and so he's Puss in Boots. So there he is in this house full of cats. And she goes, this is where you go to the bathroom. And it's kitty litter. But he's pussy. He doesn't go in kitty. He's pussy. The next scene is him whizzing. He's standing on the toilet seat and whizzing into it.
Yeah.
And she goes over with the squirt bottle and squirts him in the face. And she's
all, you go.
That's a people potty. She calls it. She's named him Pickles. So he's no longer Puss in Boots either. That's a people potty.
Does he have
Pickles.
His outfit on? Does he have the
No,
boots
he
the,
had to oh. bury that out in front of the house. Now he wears a necklace that says Pickles, which is also funny.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Anyway, look, I liked it. I don't want anyone to watch it. Nobody watch it.
We're all going to watch it.
I'm going to watch
don't
it for
it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think by Monday, I think we need to all figure out a way to fit that in. John's at the dentist, and then he's going to go, I think he was going to work out or something. So I might go watch it right now.
Oh, don't. You're going to hate it.
It's raining out, though. I got nothing else to do.
All right. Well, have some of your champagne. You know how you're into that now? Have a bunch of that.
I'm not in it. I don't even like it. It wound up doing me in. I guess I just, you know, I got to figure out a way to stay up later and still be able to have drinks. That's all. Okay. Anyway, sorry, Daisy.
I'm sorry, Daisy. I didn't mean to fail you. I didn't say that. You know, people will go, oh, Vinny's just lying. He doesn't like country. I didn't do that review and say I loved it as a joke on you. Yeah. I actually loved that movie. And I just gave you some of the reasons like that stuff. And so then she goes, this is what you eat, Pickles. And it's this poured out bag of, you know, kibble. Mm.
Yeah.
And the next scene is him in the kitchen cooking up some eggs. And she squirts him in the face.
Doesn't she realize she just inherited the perfect cat? The perfect cat walked into her life?
She doesn't know. But then the next scene is him lifting his head up in the trough of kitty. All the kitties are eating. They truly capture a cat chewing kibble like a boar. Like it's just... And you're just like, oh my God, that it's so maybe I'm crazy. It's possible I'm crazy.
No, it has 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. It might be these people's family. Maybe they're just honestly, maybe they just can't watch kid movies and find stuff in them.
I do think part of it is this. Okay. If they'd watched it with me and heard me laughing at all these other little nuances, they may have gotten into it and been in a better mood.
Maybe they don't have a cat.
I'll tell you this.
Sometimes I agree with you. Some of those things are very specific cat things.
I also do believe this, that you can pretty much look at anything. I don't care what it is and call it sucky. Like, you can point out what sucks about anything. Like, I've said that forever. You know, a job at sucks.com would be an easy job. Whether it's this show or a movie or a record or whatever you're reviewing, I'll tell you why it sucks.
Here's
telling
why.
Someone why it's good is a lot harder to do. I think.
Yeah.
Well, because liking something is a very personal, it's hard to explain your feelings on it. But I thought you gave good examples. I mean, you know, just, I, frankly, after listening to you talk about it, I was compelled. I thought, I am going to watch that at some point, I hope. My family said no, though. Her family said yes. You know, she has a young family, so, you know, and they loved all the Shrek. You know, here's the thing. I do love all those Shrek movies. I mean, Donkey, come on. Even Puss in Boots is just great. Fiona?
Look.
Lord Farquaad? Come on.
I like
the character
it.
Lord Fuckwad. Like, but come look, on. That's funny.
I do think that there is a creepiness to some of the, like, the character that she's talking about. It's like, I think it's Little Boy Blue. Who's the, no, Jack Horner. The thumb in the pie.
Oh. Murderous Pigman? Is that the?
That's a Murderous Pigman is like from a nursery rhyme. It's, I think it's Little Jack Horner.
Sat in his corner eating his something Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum.
That's the guy. And said, that's the murderous pig man. He's definitely not a nice boy.
Okay, we're done here. Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com if you'd like to send along your thoughts. Maybe your own review of Puss in Boots.
In conclusion, this is what I'd like to say. Do not watch that movie. I do not recommend it. I take back my review.
Okay, I'll watch it today.
95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm watching it.
What's the little thing they say in the book, like Val Pachura, like Drek says, like blah, 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 blah.
Oh, there's a bunch of different things, but yeah.
Yeah, there's like a little.
I can't think of it right now.
Yeah. All right.
I'll think of it as soon as we're done.
Of course.
The end.